And welcome back to the Olam HaMidos, to the Olam HaKavod. We start now a new chapter. We are on the bottom of Ayin Vav. Yachash ben Rav the Talmido. Oh, Chevra, that's us. The relationship between the Rebbe and his students. What an unbelievable zechut. Yadua, Shatamun Mechuyiv L'Chavit et Rabbo. It's known, a Talmud has to honor his Rebbe. Kamo Shamru Chazal, says in Prikei Avos, Sheyeh Moro Rabcha Kamo Shemayim. The fear, the awe of your Rebbe should be like the fear, the awe of heaven. V'chein Amru Chazal, Chazal saying Kedushin, Et Hashem Elokecha Tira, you shall fear Hashem, your God. L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim, it comes to include Talmidei Chachamim, so we know the great importance of honoring our Rebbeim. Aval harbe einim yodim shagam al harav l'chavei de talmidav. Wow. Many don't know that the Rebbe has to honor his students. Yeah, you heard correctly, Chevra. The Rav has to honor his students as well. Ube'emesi mishnah mifureshes. And the truth is, this is a very, very clear and spelled out mishnah. Yihi kavo talmidcha chaviv alecha kishalcha. The honor of your students should be as dear to you as your own. You have to honor your students and cherish them. Tafkid Rav liot kamo av. The avoda of a Rebbe is to be like a father. L'chazek, to strengthen, l'chabed, to honor. U'lahavov talmidav. And to love the talmidim. K'moshen amar v'shinantam levanecha. You shall teach your sons. Amru chazal eilu talmidim. That your students are like your children. To love them and honor them and build them up and mechazik them. V'shamati. May Rav Daniel Kehla Shlita, the head of the Rosh Yeshiva of Waterbury, Shezeh Lashon HaMishnah, Reish Maseches Avos. This is the beginning. This is the Lashon of the Mishnah, the beginning of Avos. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. You should have many students. Sheachrayos HaRav LaHamid Talmidav. The responsibility of the Rebbe is to bring up his students. Sheyakiru chashivu shalem. They should recognize their importance. Uvezeh yitchazku legadol b'toyer v'mitzvos. And this way they'll strengthen themselves to become great in Torah and mitzvos. You have to show your students how special they are, how beautiful they are. The Laman of Yochanan ben Zakkai. We learn from Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shamru in Chazal, Chamisha talmidim hayeu lo, v'hu haya mona shivchan. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had five students, and he would pronounce, and he would explain their praise, how wonderful they are. Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus, bor si chenu ma'abe tipa. Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus, he would say, was like a cemented cistern that didn't lose a drop. Shehodi l'chol tamid kocho umaloso. He would inform each student their strength, and their energy, and their abilities. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, the master teacher, would make sure every student knew how special they were, how worthy they were. Vadai, kol ma shekatavnu b'inyan kavod acherim v'kavod banim. Everything we talked about with respecting others and respecting children, nogei l'inyan zeh, certainly applies to this as well. Aval b'zrat Hashem nira l'farid ob devarim kam. B'zrat Hashem, we're going to specify a few things here. V'chein mikan uchal l'mod l'sham. And so too, what we learn here, we can apply to the other areas of kavod with our children, with others. So the middle now of Ayin Zayin. Al harav l'dat shechashev hu ma'ol b'enei tamidav. The Rebbe needs to know that he's very important in the eyes of his student. V'hu dugma l'tamidav. He's the example for his students. Mahu ben Torah. The Rebbe is supposed to represent and embody what it means to be a ben Torah, what it means to be an oyved Hashem, what it means to have fear of heaven. Im harav ahuv l'tamidav. If the Rav is beloved by his students, az gam haTorah nehevet al yado. Then Torah will also be beloved by the students. If the opposite is true, the students despise the Rebbe, they can't stand him, unfortunately the Torah will not find favor in their eyes either. Love people, bring them close to Torah. She'im ohev atata brios. If you love people, vadehem yavrotcha. They're going to love you back. A reciprocal relationship. They're going to want to learn from you. And then you find that you'll bring them close to Torah. We find students that are not mekabel the rebbe's. They don't receive them. They don't find them to be acceptable. They're not mekabel the rebbe's. Sometimes it's because it's not recognized to them the love of their rebbe's. Therefore, it's an obligation upon each rav to make sure that he shows the love to his students. They need to feel, it needs to be palpable, tangible love. It needs to be expressed, it needs to be demonstrated, it needs to be felt in the fiber, in the core of their beings. It's incumbent upon the Rav to be mechazek, his student, with kavod, v'ledogalav kamo av levno, and to worry about him like a father to a son. Vaz vada yagish talmido avas rabo. Then certainly the student will feel the love of the Rebbe. V'achshav sheyatzah harav kesher chazak shel rav v'talmid. And now that the Rebbe has created a strong connection between the Rebbe and the student, as a talmid yakli kibul lekabel tochachas rabo. Then the student becomes the proper vessel to receive the musr of his Rebbe, the admonition of the Rebbe. Sheyakir shehu begeder v'avo shichro musar. Once the student knows that he's beloved by the Rebbe, once the student feels that love, feels that the Rebbe has his best interest in mind, then he can receive the rebuke, then and only then. Once he knows the Rebbe really cares about me, he's concerned for me, then he's willing to listen, then he's willing to open up his heart, then he knows what the Rebbe's telling him is instructive, is beneficial, is informative for him. V'lachein, therefore, Muvan, it is understood, Shesaricha Rav Lizaher Shaloichich Tamido Mitoch Kaso, a Rebbe should never ever rebuke out of anger, Uvidvarim Kashim Shemeshavrim Kavod Adam, and speak with difficult, harsh words that break the self-esteem of somebody, Rak Nichamas Ava, it can only be through love, through an acceptance, through a great affection, V'lo Michamas Sinechas Hashem, never out of hatred, never out of anger, never out of ill feelings. So Bezrat Hashem, every Rebbe has to know, has to internalize, to express this great love for the Talmidim, and that is the way of a Rebbe, it's the Derech Chaim of a Rebbe, and he will have Bizoch Bezrat Hashem to much Hatzlacha with Harbatzas HaTorah, V'amidu Talmidim HaRebbe, Yeshe Koyach.